But we know that's illegal, so even he knows that we have freedom of speech. But he got me for panhandling, put me in jail, and when I got out, I put up the homeless table, regardless of whatever Robert Norris or anybody else says. I put up the homeless table because I was so pissed in front of the post office, and it stayed there for 6 to 8 months, where hundreds of people were convicted, taken to jail, given tickets for sleeping, or as I like to say, end the camping ban now. End the camping ban. End the camping ban now. And what I'm up to now...
This was back in 1989, 1990, and we haven't seen too much of you for the last 7 years, but here you are again, and you're talking about a new demonstration in front of City Hall, or at City Hall.
Right. Well, I've been to the Big Mountain. I've been to Big Mountain. I've been to the Nevada test site. I've been working on the trees. I've been working on other issues besides houseless issues. But I'm always a houseless activist, and I've lived outside for the last 10 years. And I love it. Sleep under a tree. Hug a tree. We don't need to cut them down. Hemp paper, hemp fuel, hemp fiber, hemp array. Right now, we are working on, we are turning Santa Cruz City Hall into the first houseless hostel shelter, where we will be giving away over Thanksgiving and for the rest of the year, as long as needed, free blankets and free food 24 hours a day and free camping if you risk the camping ban in Santa Cruz. We're turning City Hall, Santa Cruz City Hall, into a houseless hostel.
Well, isn't City Hall already hostile to the homeless?
Well, hostile, not hostile, Robert. You got me playing on words, but maybe that's a double entendre, and maybe that's very good, because City Hall is very hostile towards the homeless. They have, you know, it's illegal to, if you aren't in one of the few shelter beds and in prison for 14 hours every day, 14 hours of your life to go to these shelters, you are a criminal in Santa Cruz. It's illegal to be houseless in Santa Cruz because there is no legal place to camp in the city limits of Santa Cruz. So if you're here, you're houseless, you're breaking the law. But as my friends at World Entertainment War used to say, Rob Bresky, who writes the astrology column, break the law, break the law. It used to be illegal to dance in Santa Cruz. And his band used to yell and scream on stage, break the law, get out and dance. I just went to jail for picking flowers. I've gone to jail 10 times for camping. I've gone to jail 2 times speaking too long at city council. 1 time for the kitchen quest we did. 1 time for feeding people. 1 time for asking Jack Bassett for a cigarette. And 2 other times I can't remember. Now I've been put in jail in the city of Santa Cruz for picking flowers.
And so let's see if we can understand what your plans are. This is next Tuesday after you have a concert you're working on up in Marin, right?
Right. I do have a concert in Marin. That is this. You're all invited to come. This Saturday, if you come from Santa Cruz, it's 2-for-1 with Fantuzzi. Saturday, November 8th, this Saturday, 7 to midnight at the Fairfax Pavilion, downtown Fairfax. The Grateful Dead used to play there. Fantuzzi, Jai Lakshmi. Dance Planet of Santa Cruz is going to be there. Great dance music. We have a guarantee. Have fun or your money back. If you come from Santa Cruz, you can get in 2-for-1. And there's a half-price ad in the Pacific Sun, so it's under $5. You can get in for $2.50 each. Just clip the ad in the Pacific Sun. Yep. Come join us. Have the time of your life for your money back.
And of course, Fairfax is up in Marin County, just beyond San Anselmo and right beyond San Rafael.
That is where Fairfax is. And the Fairfax Pavilion is right on the hill in downtown Santa Cruz. But back to picking flowers. So
In downtown Fairfax.
And I'm not in downtown Fairfax. Well, let's come back to Santa Cruz and pick flowers. Pick flowers, go to jail. We're also going to be in the Rose Garden. We're turning the Rose Garden into the Freedom Garden. We are planting hemp plants there, and we are planting planting organic garden there, because we don't need roses, we don't need flowers. We may need to smell them, but I don't see people smelling them anyway. Everybody needs to smell the flowers, everybody needs to hug a tree. We don't need to cut them, but we don't need them. We need food. We need food. We need shelter for houseless people. We need the hemp plant for food, fuel, clothing, shelter, paper, medicine, and much, much more. Over 50,000 commercial products can be made out of this incredible plant. So we are turning Santa Cruz City Hall into the first Freedom Garden. We are turning into a houseless organic garden, and we are feeding houseless people right out of that garden 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we say at Rainbow Gatherings, 24/7, 365, we're going to be feeding people right out of the first houseless hostel, I can pronounce that word right, food
fine,
center.
When is this going to start?
It's going to start. We're doing a big concert on the Tuesday of Thanksgiving week, whatever that date is, 25th, 26th, Tuesday. Robert's going to give me the date. On Wednesday, we're going to move in. Wednesday,
the 18th or the 25th.
Yeah. It's the 25th. The 25th of November, we're going to start with a big concert somewhere. Stick into Robert's show. You'll hear about it, or you can tune into my show on KEST, 1450 AM, Personal Growth Radio, San Francisco, and we're at 10:30 tomorrow, 10:30 to 11, and we'll be on in a couple
tomorrow
of weeks.
Tomorrow means 10:30 on Thursday, right?
Thursday, correct. And we're not live here. We're talking to the tape. I forget.
Right.
Last week, we were live, and it was beautiful because somebody came up to me a day and said, hey, I just heard you on the radio. And so I know you're out there listening, so phone in and support these projects. 423-HUFF, H-U-F-F, pledge of donation to Overgrow the Government, plant hemp seeds everywhere. Overgrow the Government, plant fruit trees everywhere. Overgrow the Government, plant organic gardens everywhere.
So you tend to announce this project at your upcoming concerts.
And that brief, and it went on for some time thereafter, but that's, I think, all we need to know at the moment. That brief announcement is a potential project of another demonstration at City Hall if, in fact, it materializes. We'll have to see if that actually is going to be happening. I will keep you advised. In the week of Thanksgiving, we keep our eyes on it. There actually are demonstrations going on around the state as I speak in Santa Monica. Homes Not Jails and Food Not Bombs activists are occupying a motel demanding decent housing for poor people in Santa Monica. More about that on Sunday because my time is almost up. We've got Uncle Dennis coming down the pike with his usual well-selected mixture of news, views, and music, which I wish I had the organization to put together the way he does. He's got good stuff from Daryl Cherney, and I don't know quite what he's got planned tonight, but I encourage you to stay for that show if you're sticking by your radio. If you're not, come on down to the demonstration at 8:30, the memorial for Happy John, downtown, in downtown Santa Cruz at Soquel and Front Streets, and I'll be seeing you there. I'm going to come on down myself. Maybe we can figure out what to do next to make sure that, well, I'd like to say let's make sure that the police killings stop, let's see the repression against the poor stop, let's see the cover-ups from the top stop, and let's see those of us who need to reclaim power do just that. We're going to go out on the music of the San Francisco Mime Troupe. I'll be returning with Bathrobes Pierre's Broadsides on Sunday at 11 o'clock for a longer version, 2.5 hours. If you have any response to this show, you, of course, can call Uncle Dennis and fill up his lines here at 423-5361, but better would be to call me and leave a message on my HUFF line. HUFF is an acronym for Homeless United for Friendship and Freedom, civil rights organization for the poor that I work with. Give a call to 423-HUFF. If you have any reaction, anything you've heard, anything you want put on the air, because this is Free Radio Santa Cruz. You can put your own messages on the air. 427-4523 is Free Radio Santa Cruz, and we will air a two-minute message. Now, however, I've got my two-minute warning, and I am heading out. Say goodbye to me, or say hello to me if you want to come down at 8:30 at Front and Soquel. We can talk some more about the same issues we've been talking about on the radio and new issues. Thanks again. This has been Bathrobes Pierre's Broadside, Civil Rights for the Poor.
They don't know me anymore. I stand alone, just like before. My buddy's gone, my spirit too. The pact I've made, I've kept in full. No compromise, no drinking booze. Dare to struggle, dare to lose.
Time to turn your back or turn to wine. You've lit a spark, and now we're blazing.
You heard me, and you're here, and all you know how to get out of here. Hawk, you say the battle outside is raging, but what are we waiting for? Let's go!
There is no way out unless you defeat Armageddon Man.
Unless I defeat him, what, you ain't gonna help me?
Nope. I'm disqualified, made a big mistake.
A mistake? But I thought you were like the goddess of truth.
Not exactly. See, I am the spirit of information. I run general reference at that big library out there.
The main branch?
You have all the power that is mine to give. It's up to you to stop Armageddon Man.
It's the breath of life. They want to smother, so fight for life, the earth, your mother. Fight for your sisters and your brothers. If we lose this fight, there won't be another. It's a breath of life, so fight.
If we lose this fight, there won't be another.
Tune to Free Radio Santa Cruz. My name is Uncle Dennis, and it's time for Earth First Radio.
Chainsaws killing the trees, something, everything that lives in peace. Our animal friends are on the run, but there's nowhere to go when the job is done. How can we stand by while this all takes place? We've got to stop this inhuman race. Mountains by the ton, digging up the uranium. Baldy, you're looking for a place to land, but it's all gone for nuclear plants. Plus, we poison the water, earth, and air just to cook a piece of toast or blow dry. All native species of the earth, the land is yours by right of birth, but the corporations can't stand to see that we were meant to be. Our sisters and brothers are dying every day while we drink our coffee and look the other way. No compromise, no compromise, our mistakes. The answer is whatever it takes. Now the pen is mightier than the sword, but a monkey wrench can do a whole lot more. The revolution is just around the bend. Will Mother Earth be your foe or your friend? In the pants of Mother Earth. Her first. Her first. Her first. Her first. No compromise in the pants of Mother Earth. Her first!
Oh, right on. Daryl Cherney singing the Earth First song off of the CD Keep It Wild, which is a compendium of Earth First artists, and a mighty fine CD to own if you can get your hands on one. I believe the Journal still has them, and I think I've got a copy or two in the old Earth First office. So what are you tuned to? Well, you're tuned to Free Radio Santa Cruz, and we're at 96.3 on your radio dial, which of course you already know, because if you didn't, you wouldn't be listening to me now. And one of the things that I ask you to do while you listen to Earth First Radio is to keep a pencil or pen handy and some recycled piece of paper to write down some of the information I give you, because pretty much every piece of news has an address, a telephone number, email address, website, some place to get in touch and tune in to what's happening in the world, and to make a difference, hopefully, because that's what Earth First is all about. Is you getting out and doing something to save the wilderness. Not much we can do for Happy John tonight. He's gone off into a different wilderness, and if you knew Happy John and didn't know that he was shot last night by a Santa Cruz police officer, I encourage you to get on down to the corner of Soquel and Front Street, Coast Commercial Bank. And that is the scene of the shooting last night and the scene of the memorial rally and protest tonight at 8:30. Folks are going to get on the way. Robert is on his way down there, as I am sure many other people. I'm sure there'll be some free radio reporters down there. Free radio broke the story here in Santa Cruz. And those of you who have been listening for certainly the better part of the last 24 hours know what's going on. But for those of you who don't know, I'll go into a brief recount here. Last evening, a man now known as Happy John, a person who's existed on the mall for quite a while, people have known him, and he's always been sort of an up person, but he's been reported to have some down times. Apparently was having a down time last night, and was reported to the Santa Cruz Police Department as a person that they needed to go take a look at. He hadn't actually threatened anyone. No one has reported that he made any threats to anyone, but three police officers jumped out of a police car, and a few moments later, Happy John had been shot twice in the chest and died at the hospital a few minutes later. The story in the press is that he had a toy gun and refused to obey police requests to do something with it. However, there are conflicting stories about exactly what happened just before Happy John was shot. There is an article in the local Sentinel. There were television reports from various TV and radio stations. There was a press conference this morning. The district attorney claims the shooting was justifiable homicide. But if you want to find out more about it, of course, stay tuned to Free Radio Santa Cruz, and our as news events come more news about that event becomes available, we will bring it to you. Just to repeat, there is a memorial, gathering and possibly a protest at the corner of Front and Soquel. That's just across the street from Long's and New Leaf Market in front of the Coast Commercial Bank, where the shooting took place at the bus stop last night about 6:45. Anyway, this is Uncle Dennis. This is Earth First Radio, and we're going to get off into more music and news from the wilderness. We have information about various things. We've got our Wild Rockies review came in the mail this week. We got the latest Earth First Journal. We've got news about Fast Track. We've got news about the Quincy Library Bill. Some folks up in Seattle in the Earth First movement are putting together a vegan cookbook. They're looking for recipes. I'll tell you more about that. There's another roadless area that's under assault in the eastern part of Washington State. And we have some more news about the pepper spray incidents in Humboldt County and what's happening with those. This is all things that folks in Earth First have brought to us by way of the internet sending information to Earth First Santa Cruz and the local Earth First group solicits all kinds of information. And the way you get in touch with Earth First Santa Cruz is by calling 425-3205. And you can leave a message on our hotline. You can also listen to messages on our hotline. We have a little message that we put out and about local events, things that are going on, local meetings, other things of importance like phone numbers where you can call to find out further information about various actions happening around. The Headwaters phone number is on the hotline. I'll also give that out a little later. Or if you have some information that you want to send to us, our address is Post Office Box 344, Santa Cruz 95061. We appreciate anything you send to us, especially if it's green on one side and black on the other. Other ways that you can get in touch with Earth First Santa Cruz is by way of the internet. And you can send us email at cruzef, C-R-U-Z-E-F, at cruzio, C-R-U-Z-I-O, .com. Those are all various ways that you can get in touch with Earth First Santa Cruz. And here's some music that I sort of want to play in memory of Happy John, tuned by Casey Neal, called Riff Raff.
Hooray for our band of happy ragged folks, telling old stories and fireside jokes, living for the music, the love and the laugh. Hooray for the Riff Raff. Hooray for our band of happy ragged folks, telling old stories.
the love and the laugh. Hooray for the riffraff. Slamming down the bruise, we don't care if in the morning our heads need to be nursed. Pint after pint, there's no limit to our thirst. Oh, witches and sages, druids and knaves, outcasts, freaks, warriors, brave Amazons and pagans, children of the tribes. Again, we are awakening, alive, alive, alive,
alive.
We come in all colors, stripes. Raging grannies and punkers revel in our lot. We don't care what we look like and we don't wear underwear. Go ahead and stare, we are everywhere. Hooray for our band of happy ragged folk, telling old stories and fireside jokes, living for the music, the love and the laugh. Hooray for the riffraff. Hooray for our band of happy ragged. Telling old stories and fireside jokes, living for the music, the love and the laugh. Hooray for the riffraff! Hooray for the
animal. We both are animals. We both eat animals. We dance like animals. We love like animals. We all are animals. We all are animals. The reptiles have some class. They slither about in the grass. They like it when the weather's damp. They party deep in the swamp. They've got smooth and shiny scales, long tongues and longer tails. Ooh. The birds do it all with their beaks. They eat and they clean and they speak. Their wings take them high in the air, and who knows what they do up there. They've got dancers that can't be beat, with their feathers and rubber feet. Tweet, tweet, I am an animal. You are an animal. We both are animals. We both eat animals. We dance like animals. We love like animals. We all are animals. We all are animals. The insects have some pride. They wear their skeletons outside. They can live anywhere. Hot or cold, they do not care. With antennas and many eyes, they eat, reproduce, and they die. Ha! The mammals are a wild bunch. They eat each other for lunch. They got fur as soft as silk. They feed their babies milk. They sing all the latest tunes. At night they howl at the moon. The fish dig a whole nother sea. Their whole world is aquamarine. Some are thin and some are fat. Some of the faces are flat. They take transatlantic trips. They do strange things with their lips. Ew. But let's not forget the plants. The plants have so much fun. They don't eat anyone. They just soak up the sun. They rub their branches in the breeze.
Dandelions tickle the trees. Oh, I am an animal. You are an animal. We both are animal. We both be animal. We dance like animals. We love like animals. We all are animals. We all are animals. I am an animal. I am an animal.
All right, Dana Lyons off his Animal tape. And let's see here. Got to push the right button. Ah, seems I forget what I'm doing if I'm away from the studio for a week. Anyway, here's some news from Congress. A couple of days ago, the fast-track economic treaty bill was essentially pulled by President Clinton, and so he kind of had to back down on that one. The fast-track negotiations for a sort of a NAFTA-like, what he wanted to do was do a sort of a NAFTA-like deal with Chile. And many, many people, including labor unions and environmentalists, are totally opposed to fast-track. Clinton made promises the last time we gave him fast-track, and he went out to negotiate NAFTA and absolutely lied to us, and the Republican Party and the Democratic Party both shut him down. And no fast track for Clinton, not now, not next year, not never. And hopefully we'll get rid of that liar and his buddy Al Gore, who are the most unenvironmental environmentalists that I've seen in a long time. I didn't vote for either of them, by the way. So I can... Anyway, fast track is gone. What isn't gone is the Quincy Library bill. Want to let you know that if you are going to be calling Congress, and I'll be giving you the numbers, or Bill Clinton, or Barbara Boxer, or Dianne Feinstein, about the Quincy Library bill, apparently in committee yesterday, they changed the number of the Quincy Library bill. Instead of picking up the Senate Bill 1028, they threw that one on the floor, and they picked up House Resolution 858. And so if you have been calling about Senate Bill 1028, whatever it was. Senate Bill 1028. It's now being referred to in Congress as House Resolution 858, and it will be voted on by the Senate, or hopefully dropped by the Senate before they adjourn for the winter. So... sure hope that one goes down. The Quincy Library bill, a totally bad piece of legislation. It's not worth the paper it's written on. And one of the people you should get in touch with is Senator Barbara Boxer, and her number is 202-224-3553. That's 202-224-3553. And have Senator Boxer pull this bill, because as a senator from the state of California, she has the right to talk this bill down, and they're supposed to respect her views. And let's hope that Barbara Boxer, who has in the past been fairly environmentally sensitive, can pull this one out of the fire, because we do not need the Quincy Library bill. I did a whole hour show on it about 3 weeks ago now, and I really don't have to go into it all over again. The Quincy Library bill is a bad bill. If you want more information, contact the Audubon Society, the Sierra Club, or Earth First at 425-3205 and leave a message. But the most important thing to do is to get this bill stopped in the Senate. Here's another free number for calling Capitol Hill. 1-800-522-6721. 1-800-522-6721. In other news around California, the California State Fish and Game Commission approved an emergency order permitting the incidental take of spring run Chinook salmon while it studies protecting the dwindling migration under the State Endangered Species Act. The spring run is down from about 1 million fish in historical times to about 1,000 fish in the Sacramento River system. The commission will meet again to reconsider its action permitting the spring run fish to be killed by water diversions on the river or the Sacramento-San Joaquin River Delta if monitoring suggests the Delta diversion pups will jeopardize the juvenile spring run salmon. Elise Holland, biologist for the Bay Institute in San Francisco, complained that the commitment to protect the spring run Chinook salmon is window dressing. The U.S. Forest Service has withdrawn its decision to allow salvage logging on a portion of the Chippewa National Forest containing a nesting pair of northern goshawks. Bridget Hurst of the Minnesota Center for Environmental Advocacy said it's going to allow for some better information. The National Audubon Society and the Leech Lake Band of Chippewa joined Hurst's group in appealing the decision, saying that the proposed salvage logging would threaten the viability of the northern goshawk. In other Forest Service news, the Forest Service is preparing a 3-day motivational seminar in California to explore alternative realities where everyone's truth is truth and decisions are made as if the future were now. Retired Forest Service firefighter Bob Great commented, "The Forest Service wants to give the right line to the media, which in my experience is usually BS. They are really more interested in social engineering of the workforce now than it is in management of resources." And Reuters reports that 550 African elephants have been killed by poachers this year, which the International Fund for Wildlife for Animal Welfare attributes to relaxing the ban on the ivory trade. The fund regional director David Barrett said, "It is crystal clear that the proposed resumption of ivory trading has resulted in an increase in poaching, even now more than a year before the trade is due to begin again." And the last few news items have come to us from GREEN, which is the Grassroots Environmental Effectiveness Network, which is a project of the Defenders of Wildlife, and they're at Post Office Box 40046, Albuquerque, New Mexico. 8519604046. If you'd like to email them, you can address your mail to rfeather@defenders.org. Or if you want to spend money, their phone number is 505-277-8302. And their webpage is www.defenders.org/greenhome, grnhome.html. If you do contact Green Network, let them know that you heard this information on Free Radio Santa Cruz, of course, 96.3. Some folks around here occasionally want to get in touch with Northern California and find out what's going on. And one of those groups that's taking care of Northern California is the Klamath Forest Alliance. And they sent us an email to let us know that they're not only has their email address changed, but their phone number has changed. So here goes. You can now contact the Klamath Forest Alliance at klamath@sisktel.net. And their webpage is at www.sisktel.net/users/Klamath. And Sisktel is spelled S-I-S-Q-T-E-L. Their new phone number is 530-467-5405. So they say, "Please make the change and think wild thoughts." The Klamath Forest Alliance, if you want to use snail mail, it's P.O. Box 820, Etna, California, 96027. That's P.O. Box 820, Etna, California, 96027, the Klamath Forest Alliance, a great bunch of folks, and they can party hardy. Dennis knows he's been up and visited them. All right, we're going to get back into some more music. What we heard just before the little break here at the bottom of the hour was we started off with Riff Raff, a Casey Neal tune off his CD of the same name, Riff Raff, and that's a tune I sent out in memory of Happy John, who was gunned down on the streets of Santa Cruz last night. And we followed that up with I Am an Animal by Dana Lyons. And we're going to get into some Robert Hoyt here. And This tune is called Whitten Time. Let's see, that's this one right up here.
Get excited about new inventions. I'm sure most were made with the best of intentions. Thought it was cool to put a man on the moon, but now I've begun to sing a different tune. Technology and science have become a religion, based on blind faith, not conscious decision. When answers cause the problems, it's time to stop and think. Slam on the brakes and make a U-turn from the brink. It's quitting time, it's quitting time, it's quitting time on that high-tech plantation. It's quitting time, it's quitting time on that old high-tech plantation. It's quitting time for good. Try to tell us how hard it used to be, back when things tended towards simplicity. But our way of life is based on false pretenses, cause look at all the unintended consequences. It's quitting time, it's quitting time, it's quitting time on that high-tech plantation. It's quitting time, it's quitting time on that old high-tech plantation. It's quitting time for good. Up by lies, but some of us have come to see things through different eyes. Tomorrow there'll be more of us than there are today. We're that ragged, jagged, cutting edge, and we all say, it's quitting time, it's quitting time, it's quitting time on that high-tech plantation. It's quitting time, it's quitting time on that old high-tech plantation. It's quitting time for good. It's quitting time, it's quitting time, it's quitting time on that high-tech plantation. It's quitting time, it's quitting time on that old high-tech plantation. It's quitting time for good. We'll be right back.
Haystack used to be Ohio. That pipeline used to be the rolling tundra. That airport used to be the swampland. Say goodbye, oh, say goodbye. You better say goodbye. You better say goodbye. You better say goodbye. We're sailing on a time bomb. It's hard to see the blue. We're sailing on a time bomb. Is there nothing we can do?
Fat and docile, big and dumb, they look so stupid, they aren't much fun. Cows aren't fun. They eat to grow, grow to die, die to be et at the hamburger fry. Cows well done. Nobody thunk it, nobody knew, no one imagined the great cow guru. Cows are one. He hid in the forest, read books with great zeal. He loved Che Guevara, a revolutionary veal. Cow say tongue. He spoke about justice, but nobody stirred. He felt like an outcast, alone in the herd. Cow doll drums. He moved, we must fight, escape or we'll die. Cows gathered around, cause the stakes were so high. Bad cow pun. But then he was captured, stuffed into a crate, loaded onto a truck where he rode to his fate. Cows are bummed. He was a scrawny calf who looked rather woozy. No one suspected he was packing an Uzi. Cows with guns. They came with a needle to stick in his thigh. He kicked for the groin. He pissed in their eye. Cow well hung. Knocked over a tractor and ran for the door. 6 gallons of gas flowed out on the floor. Run, cows, run. He picked up a bullhorn and jumped up on the hay. We are free-roving bovines. We run free today.
We will fight for bovine freedom and hold our large heads high. We will run free with the buffalo or die. Cows with guns.
They crashed the gate in a great stampede, tipped over milk truck, torched all the feed. Cows have fun. 60 police cars were piled in a heap, covered in cow pies, covered up deep. Much cow dung. Black smoke rising, darken in the day, 12 burning McDonald's, have it your way.
We will fight for bovine freedom and hold our large heads high. We will run free with the buffalo or die.
Cows with guns. The president said, enough is enough. These uppity cattle, it's time to get tough. Cow dung flung. The newspapers gloated, folks sighed with relief. Tomorrow at noon, they would all be ground beef.
Cows on buns.
The cows were surrounded, they waited and prayed. They mooed their last moos, they chewed their last hay.
Cows outgunned.
The order was given to turn cows to whoppers, enforced by the might of 10,000 coppers. But on the horizon, surrounding the shoppers, came the deafening roar of chickens in choppers.
We will fight for bovine freedom and hold our large heads high. We will run free with the buffalo or die. Cows with guns.
All right, move them hoof locusts out of here right now. Uncle Dennis back after Dana Lyons, Cows with Guns, and before that, Dana Lyons, Time Bomb. And unfortunately, I made a kind of a quick shift there. I apologize for that one. Kind of a slip of the digit. I was reaching over to get ready to push the button, and I pushed it anyway. Anyway, before that was Quitting Time by Robert Hoyt off his... actually, that was off of the Keep It Wild CD. But it's off of Robert Hoyt's new CD, which I don't have a copy of because somehow Uncle Dennis blew it the last time I saw Robert and didn't get a copy of it. Anyway, the brouhaha that's been going on about the pepper spray incidents up in Northern California is still continuing. It's still still getting airplay on various radio stations and TV stations. And... the latest thing is the Humboldt County District Attorney. Anyway, police who put, this is an AP story out of San Francisco, police who put liquid pepper spray in the eyes of anti-logging protesters made an appropriate response because the demonstrators showed active resistance by chaining themselves together, an attorney for the county said. Humboldt County lawyer Nancy K. Delaney said in court papers filed Wednesday that applying the stinging chemical to the edges of demonstrators' eyes was a proper way to break up protests at a lumber company and a congressman's office. In the same filing, police training expert Joseph J. Callahan, Jr., said a videotape of the deputy's conduct would even be used as a training film illustrating proper police practices delivered in a calm, calculated manner. Parts of that videotape shot by deputies on October 16th were shown on national television after the demonstrators filed suit October 30th. The tape featured four young women who had chained themselves together in the Eureka office of Representative Frank Riggs. Boo hiss. The women are seen moaning in apparent pain after deputies applied liquid pepper spray to their eyes with cotton swabs. One woman who still refused to move then got pepper sprayed into her eyes from a few inches away. The demonstrators have been charged with trespassing and related crimes. They were protesting the cutting of old-growth timber by Pacific Lumber Company and Representative Riggs' support for a proposal that would protect only a portion of California's headwaters forest. Despite claims that pepper spray has caused a number of deaths, Delaney said the substances posed no long-term health risks. Disputing the demonstrators' argument that pepper spray should be used only in self-defense, Delaney said its use was justified to arrest people who are actively resisting arrest. And I don't see how you can actively resist arrest when you're all chained together, but anyway. She characterized the protesters' use of chain bracelets inside heavy metal sleeves as active resistance and said cutting through the metal could have injured someone. But Ed O'Leary, a legal assistant for the demonstrators' lawyer, said the sheriff's office has used metal grinders in the past to cut through the chains without injury. So, and then off the internet comes this: no amount of warning justifies what amounts to torture. This is some email concerning the same instances. These were not dangerous, out-of-control criminals, but nonviolent protesters acting out of conscience. This is, I am sure, how the courts will see this. In Humboldt County, we are requesting of Janet Reno that there be a full civil and criminal investigation into police practices with an emphasis on pattern and practice. If you want to send a letter, address it to Attorney General Janet Reno, Department of Justice, 10th and Constitution, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20530. That is Attorney General Janet Reno, Department of Justice, 10th Street and Constitution Avenue, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20530. If you'd like to send email, Janet Reno's email address is jr@justice.gov. That's jr@justice.gov. Anyway, a sad, sad moment in American jurisprudence. Anyway, during that last music set, someone called in wanting to know where the memorial was, and that memorial for Happy John is at the corner of Front Street and Soquel, right in front of Coast Commercial Bank, across the street from New Leaf and Long's Drugs. That started about 20 minutes ago at 8:30. My name is Uncle Dennis. This is Earth First Radio, and we're going to get back into some music. We've got lots of stuff going on here, but right now we've got some, I believe, if I can push the right button, we've got some more more Casey Neal.
We're dancing on the ruins, multinational corporations, dancing on the ruins, multinational corporations, dancing on the ruins of multinational corporations. Ha, 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 ha. Say goodbye to plastic and goodbye to cars. No more convenience stores, hello to stars. No more Wall Street and no more Pentagon. Thinking about these things makes me happy. We're dancing on the ruins of multinational corporations, dancing on the ruins of multinational corporations, dancing on the ruins of multinational corporations. Ha, 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 ha. Goodbye to polystyrene, we'll put it into the waste. There is no time for debating, we have to make haste. If we're going to survive without computer program minds, we're going to have to can pop culture. And say hello to campfires and stomping bare feet and naked amoebas hungry to eat. Hello to primal consciousness and love for the land now that coyotes are running the country. We're dancing on the ruins of multinational corporations, dancing on the ruins of multinational corporations, dancing on the ruins of multinational corporations. Ha, ha, ha. Manicured lawns, bye-bye Barbie and Ken doll pawns. No more developers or slime ball execs. Your condos are on fire. We're dancing on the ruins of multinational corporations, dancing on the ruins of multinational corporations, dancing on the ruins of multinational corporations. Ha, 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 ha. And the skyscrapers cut down, yes, we are coming for your children. Oh, we're dancing on the ruins of multinational corporations, dancing on the ruins of multinational corporations, dancing on the ruins of multinational corporations. Ha, 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 ha. Ha, 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 ha.
taxes. Well, the fact is, we've only blood and sweat. The fact is, if we just sit back and take it, then they will take all they can get. Masturbate and smash the stage. It'll be so great, I just can't wait.